Inside the House chambers at the Iowa State Capitol, the 2013 World Food Prize was awarded to Marydell Chilton, founder of Syngenta Biotechnology, Robert Fraley of Monsanto, and Mark Van Montague, the founder and chairman of the Institute of Plant Biotechnology Outreach in Belgium. The three helped introduce biotechnology into crop production. Outside the Capitol, a few dozen protesters gathered.
It really sends the wrong message to say that it's Monsanto and Syngenta scientists who are responsible for feeding the world.
That's Lex Horan of the Pesticide Action Network, one of the protesters who took part in several of the week's anti-GMO demonstrations.
Small farmers farming at a small scale using agroecological practices that have been used for a very long time are the only way to get off of this treadmill that is, you know, increasing use of GE, which then drives up use of pesticides.
I really don't understand the opposition to this technology.
That's one of the World Food Prize award winners, Marydell Chilton, earlier this week speaking on the Iowa Public Radio show River to River.
It's a technology that, for one thing, reduces and for another thing, in many cases, eliminates the need for some agricultural chemicals. So it reduces the impact of modern agriculture on the environment.
But George Naylor disagrees. He's a member of Iowa Citizens for Community Improvement, who grows 470 acres of non-GMO corn and soybeans in Greene County, Iowa. He says his neighbors are seeing the trait technology fail.
So now my neighbors are having to add more chemicals to the mix, spraying more often. And so many of them are coming to me and saying, hey, how does the non-GMO varieties work? Because I'm thinking about going back to non-GMO and quit paying these exorbitant prices for GMO corn.
Robert Fraley, the prize-winner biotechnologist from Monsanto, says it's simple. The science is safe.
This technology has been in the marketplace for 20 years, and there is not a single incident of food or feed safety associated with the technology. I mean, that's a track record that I would take for any technology. There's no doubt that these are the most thoroughly studied and safest food products on the marketplace.
Although the World Food Prize Symposium covered a variety of issues, genetically modified seeds continued to play a big part in the conversations. In a press conference with former British Prime Minister Tony Blair and farmer and philanthropist Howard Buffett, a reporter from the African country Malawi said that some experts say that trait technology doesn't work and that Europe does not accept the GMO products. He asked the two why the technology is being pushed on Africa.
I can answer it from my own personal experience and say that it has increased productivity.
That's Howard Buffett. Tony Blair, who since resigning as prime minister, has worked to fight poverty and hunger in Africa, let Buffett field the controversial question.
Like anything that you do in the natural world, because we have spent a lot of time in conservation efforts, anything you do in the natural world, you better understand what the consequences are, because you cannot turn the clock back sometimes. So I think science, this debate needs to be driven by science, and a lot of it's not.
And I agree with all of that.
Keeping the debate over GMOs going and the science questioned and controversial. In Des Moines, I'm Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.